there are antennas that are made for FRS bands and the MERS bands that you can get. And so shop for those, probably cost you, you know, 18 or 20 bucks, but you'll see your range will increase significantly from that mile and a half. You'll get more than that out of a bubble pack FRS radio that you buy from Walmart. You'll get better range from those radios, which are putting out less power because the antennas are tuned specifically right dead center in the middle of your FRS frequencies.
You're talking about an antenna directly on the handheld radio, not an additional antenna, say, on the roof, for example.
That was the next thing I was going to say. I'm just talking about an antenna that screws directly into the radio itself.
Right.
Get one that's tuned for the bands that you're operating in. Now, anytime you can get that antenna up and outside and as high as possible, you're going to see very noticeable performance difference, improvement. And so if you have an antenna already that you said you bought that is for FRS and it's outside, that's a huge improvement over just the handheld.
Right.
Now, John, does that help? Does that help with the transmission? Will that also help with the reception? Will you also be able to receive signals from farther as well? Both. It goes both ways, two ways.
Yep. Yeah. An antenna that is resonant, that means it's specifically designed for a specific frequency or, you know, a range of frequencies. It will always receive better if it's resonant or tuned, just as well as it will transmit better. So yeah, you're going to see overall improvement. And once again, for reception or transmitting, getting that antenna up in the air as high as you can and outside of a building is going to be a night and day difference.